Just me and the bean. Just me and the bean. Just me and the bean. Just me and the bean.
Hello and welcome to Me and the Bean. I'm me.
And I'm the bean.
And this is show number 10.
Oh boy.
Double look digits, at there. What's up?
Yeah. Yeah, baby.
So the bean is in the great stages of morning sickness. Ugh. Constant morning sickness.
Did you start the vomit laundry?
No.
Oh. Mm-mm. Yeah. It's lovely because this tiniest thing can set it off, like the smell of bacon or the thought of dog food. Okay, I'm going to just make myself sick. Last time it passed at the end of the first trimester, so we're hoping this time will be the same, if not sooner.
Well, we had to go for a early.
That's right.
An early
sonogram.
Sonogram.
Ultrasound.
Ultrasound. So in the picture in the album art will be a picture of our little
lima bean.
Lima bean looking thing.
It's a baby. It's not a thing. So the picture you're going to see is the baby, and you can't tell which is its head and which is its butt. But it has the beginning of an umbilical cord, and when she zoomed in on it, we could see its heart actually beating. And it was like 132 beats a minute. It was so cool.
And it's something that was funny. They don't zoom in it all the way, which they have the capability to do, but they don't. And the bean was talking about this. It's because early stages, we have tails.
Yeah, I think they don't want the moms to freak out and be like, why does my baby have a tail? But it also has a yolk sac that'll turn into the placenta. I was so impressed. I was just amazed. It was internal, though, which was not very fun.
Yeah.
I didn't know it was going to be that way.
Yeah. I saw that. What?
The tool?
I saw the tool that they were going to use, and I didn't understand how much of the tool they used, and I was just like,
it was big.
My wife is getting ready to get violated, and I have to sit here and watch. And we're paying for it.
But it actually wasn't bad.
Well, I've sworn off homosexuals.
As your friends?
No, I have a lot of homosexual friends. I was watching Next.
Yeah.
You guys were going to Asheville. And they had the homosexual Next, which is fine. I've seen a bunch of them before. But these were the gayest guys ever. Like, I've seen homosexual movies and guys getting it on and everything. It doesn't bother me because I could care less. I'm into girls. But this was just sickening. Sickening. Not sickening as in like, oh, it was just, it would be sickening if straight people were acting like this, which they do sometimes.
Were they just being like ultra prissy or what?
One was super prissy, and he got nexted right out the door. And if you guys don't know what we're talking about, there's this show on MTV called Next. And basically, these four people of one sex sit in a bus.
There's five.
And then they go on dates with this other person, and the person gets tired of them. They say next, and he or she gets a new he or she.
And however many minutes you last is how much dollars you get.
Yeah. This guy was just uber gay. The next guy that come out had this big fro, and he got nexted right out the door. And the third guy was super pretty boy, and he lasted the whole date. And then at the end, he took the guy's money and left. He got like $40-some or something. But he didn't want to go on a second date.
Bitch.
Oh, he was like, I don't care that he didn't go with me because this sailor or this seaman will sail again.
Oh,
and I was
boy.
Like, oh. They have to, I think,
they
I never knew.
They say those cheesy lines.
They write them for
them. I think they're scripted.
I know they're scripted because the next one or so down the line was this like Hawaiian guy or something, and you could tell he was reading. He was the first person that you could tell he was like looking to the right, sort of. Yeah. So they totally script those lines for him, and it's just the most horrible, cheesy lines ever.
They are. They're bad.
Another one was this. There was these girls, and they were trying to go out with this like black bodybuilding guy. And the first girl was an indie chick, total indie chick, which you know, cool with me. And so he next her real quick, and then the second girl was this bi girl. This she called herself omnisexual, and she was into the indie chick. They were into each other, so she got nexted right out the door, and she was like, "Fine, I'm going back to the girl on the bus."
And which you loved, I'm sure.
No, that, I don't really care about that. But then the third girl was this sort of squat, overweight Asian girl that had the demeanor and the hairstyle of like a you go girl girl. Not a black girl. I mean, I'm talking about a black girl, but not black girl. Black girls are many, many different contrasts and everything like that. But I'm talking about just a stereotypical ghetto girl. And she
oh,
was,
with like the finger snaps and stuff?
Yeah. Okay. And she was like, watch me go, watch me go. And she was shaking a little butt for the girls as she was walking out, and they were all laughing and stuff. Ooh. And then she was getting ready to make a...
I don't like that butt shaking stuff.
Well, she was getting ready to make a big old statement at the top of the bus steps, like, I'm going to show this man how it is. And like two words into it, she slides all down the steps.
Ouch.
And the guy's right there. I mean, the guy can see her.
Oh, man.
And so
did he laugh?
I didn't show him at that part. But then she had a good 50 to 60 feet to walk to him down like sort of a hill. And so she's walking and she starts doing this weird like cute kitty like little bending over and waving. And I guess that would have been cute if you did it once, but she did it like six times. She walked a couple steps ago. And then she walks a couple more steps ago. And then
it's too bad these people can't see your face.
And she got to the guy and he goes, you know, I just wanted to see if you was all right. Next. And she's like,
ouch.
That wasn't right. That wasn't right. Hilarious. Cap it off, I might appear on my podcasts as sort of silly, but you guys have no clue. The people at work know, but I am the ultimate spaz and especially...
It's fabulous. I love it. I love your funniness.
So me and the bean are at a conflict because she's a real nature girl, let the sun shine in. I'm a real pull the blinds down. I don't want nobody sneaking up on me or seeing me. The satellites are watching me. I'm sitting there and I'm hopped up on caffeine.
You're bacheloring it out.
Yeah, I'm bacheloring it out. I've watched like five episodes of Next, and you know, I'm seeing
you're
a bunch
in your
of
boxers.
Kids, and I'm just in my boxers, and I decide to, I think I'm singing the chorus to Milkshake or something. Not the chorus, but I'm like going, na, 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 na. And I'm doing some funny little dance. And all of a sudden I hear a knock on our basement door and I look and my mom's staring at me.
They never come over here.
They never come over
especially
here.
Especially not without calling or
oh,
making
she did.
A plan.
She called my cell phone.
Oh.
But I was downstairs, so I didn't answer it.
No.
And I was like, oh,
so
fuck.
Busted.
And she's like, what are you doing? And I was like, just being stupid. I mean, what could I do? I couldn't fake it then.
Oh, you make my face hurt. So no more Next for you?
No, I'll watch Next, but...
With curtains.
Yeah. Well, I've sworn off watching the homosexual Next.
Oh, well, I like the gay ones.
No, I'll watch it. I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
It was it was bad, though. And I guess there are some straight people, when you're 13, you would do this. But they went to some restaurant, and they ordered, like, this one guy, they ordered cake and cotton candy. And it was like this bouquet of cotton candy. And, like...
at a restaurant?
Yeah. Must be a California thing. And, because you West Coast people are freaky. Cuckoo. No, I'm just kidding. East side. And so the guy was like, so you want some more cotton candy? And the guy was like, no, cake please. Which doesn't bother me, them feeding them kissing, I don't care. Like I said, I've got many friends that are homosexual, but something about that episode, man, that there was this redheaded kid and he was just
the guy said
when he nexted him, and then they had his like they have an interview with him, like a short, like quick saying.
Yeah.
He was like, was that even a guy? And it was true. I mean, he was more female than female. And he had like a little pooch a little bit.
Yeah.
Which, you know, gay guys, most of them hate. They're real fit to be stereotypical. And when he did his little hip thing. His pooch stuck out, and it just looked weird. And he had, like, acne, and he was real white, and he was redheaded and spiky redheaded. And
not a chance.
Well, he was all that to him. He was hitting it.
I did a fun thing.
What'd you do?
I took Ev to the Lazy Five Ranch in Mooresville, North Carolina, and it rocked. It was awesome.
Yeah, I'll have to go next time.
Yeah, I want you to go. I want everybody in the world to go. It was so cool. I mean, not with us, but on their own.
Yeah.
You drive in, and we got there really early. And it was about 8:30 in the morning. It was all foggy. And you just drive in, and you're on safari. There's llamas and big, giant, mountainous cattle hanging out in the road, and you can't get past. And there's donkeys and ostriches chasing the car. And
oh, so they're not fenced in?
No.
Huh? So you stay in your car. You don't get out.
No, that was like the pasture grazing land. And they're just free to roam. I mean, they could have gone out.
Well, they don't have like the rhinoceroses out there.
No, the rhinoceros had his own pen.
Okay.
But it wasn't even a pen. It was just a walled. I mean, it was kind of like dug out down. Mm-hmm, I guess he mm-hmm. couldn't climb out.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But it was really big, his area. Mm-hmm. And interesting, like with a cave and stuff.
Which I heard the PETA people are real now trying to make massive protests to zoos.
About what?
About having them.
Having rhinoceroses?
Any zoo, any animals. Which we're big animal lovers, but
I think the zoos, what is their complaint about zoos?
That's not their natural captivity.
Natural habitat.
Natural habitat, I mean. Natural captivity. My grammar is atrocious for every show.
No, it's
and
not.
In my using of words, I use words that's not supposed to be used.
That one was, but that was funny. I think that's ridiculous because they do breeding programs and most zoos try and make the habitats as large and as natural and as possible. Like the San Diego Zoo, they're keeping animals out of extinction. I mean, I support PETA. I like what they do, but that doesn't seem right to me.
Have you heard about their new website?
Who?
PETA.
No.
Fishinghurts.org.
Oh, I heard about a billboard.
Yeah, from Gabberjaw Show.
Oh, yeah. Fishing Hurts.
It's got a little hook in a dog's mouth.
Right.
Says you wouldn't do this to your dog. Why would you do it to a fish?
It's going to make me throw up. We can't talk about that.
Okay.
Anyway, this was cool. And the coolest part of my adventure we got to ride on this wagon through the big acres of land where all the animals are roaming. And the giraffes, they're in a pen as well, but it's really large and they have lots of room to run around. But they come right over to you and eat out of your buckets. I mean, you can reach up and pet it.
Yeah. Do you use hand sanitizer?
Yeah.
Good.
All kinds of hand sanitizer. Which he just threw up, so I hope he's not sick. But he seems like he's okay.
Yeah. Well, that's
probably
been
days. Drank bath water.
Yeah, something else. He ate sand today, too, so.
Yeah. I think it was the banana and bath water.
We own a lot of the woods around our house, and me and Evan went down and made some trails. And these are the woods I grew up in, so I'm basically remaking the trails I made when I was a kid. And we went and tried to make a little campsite and a fire, but it didn't work out.
Did you go to the campsite we found?
No, that's the one we're mainly going to use, but I thought we'd have some, like, on this side, too. It's right there at the jump off. You know that place where you walk around to the right and it sort of dips down?
Mm-hmm.
We dug that out because that used to be a hole.
Isn't that where Justin blew up stuff?
Yeah, it's where they used to throw stuff down there and blow it up.
So you tried to make a fire in the hole?
Yeah. Didn't work.
What'd you use?
Leaves and a match. And lots of matches.
Did you blow on it?
I couldn't have been bothered.
Oh, my God.
I wasn't really going to make one. I was just... It seemed like a...
Is that why you woke me up from my nap? Where are the matches?
I didn't know you were asleep. So Evan's having a third birthday party next weekend, and we've got to clean our whole house because we have about 100 people coming to our house.
Oh, man.
100 people for a 3-year-old's birthday party.
Whose idea was this?
But how many's family? How many's family?
92.
Like 60 of them's family.
No, more than that.
So 70 to 80's family, and we're from
it's all your family.
We're from the South, and it's like Evan is the last male Barnard, true Barnard. Some of our other family members, no offense, guys, but you've named your kids Barnard. They're not really Barnards. They're whatever their dad's name is. So Evan is the true last to carry on the Barnard name. He's the last so far. If our next kid's a boy.
And your brother could have boys.
And my brother says he's never having a kid.
Well, but he's young.
Yeah,
I mean,
he might.
Could. It's possible.
So everybody.
Loves this child.
Yeah, loves this child. And if they're not invited, it'll be offense city. Which, my birthdays, none of them came. The only people in my family that came to my birthday parties was my mom and dad and my grandma and grandpa across the street, which is my mom's parents.
Which is fine.
It's fine, but God bless. And so a lot of people I work with have kids. And that's fine because we want to have as many kids over here as possible. Because I love for him to play with more kids. So he's got enough dang toys. His dad's a toy collector. I've got toys in buckets. Bins or whatever.
Tubs.
He's got enough damn toys. So we put on the gift. Your presence is your gift.
The invitation.
The invitation. Your presence, as in, you know.
Attendance.
Your attendance is your gift. Do not bring any presents.
Bring money. Cash only.
Yeah, we should have. That was my idea, but you said not to do it.
That was rude. You can't really do that.
Screw them. They want to come, cash only. So
meanwhile, all the people listening to this that have got presents.
No. That's fine. That's what I'm saying. That's what I was going to say. Everybody's getting them presents.
I know. How can you not bring a present to a child's birthday? That's the whole problem. So
yeah, because I was going to feel bad because some of them were going to bring some. And I didn't want the people that didn't bring any to feel bad. But so now it seems like everybody is.
I know.
And Angela, you've already told me what you're getting them. And you better not get that because it sounds awesomely cool. So, everybody but Angela, you can take your gifts back.
Hi.
I'm kidding.
Well.
Just joking.
I think a big birthday for a small child is risky.
Next year, it's not going to happen. Next year, there's only going to be the people that have small kids. Family's going to have to get over it. Because, no, if he gets 4 and 5 and he has 100 and some people come to his birthday party every year, he's going to have an ego. I mean, he's going to have a complex. And I don't want a kid like that.
No, see, when we were planning this party, you had the opposite. You had the opposite position.
No.
Because you were like, I love the idea of him having a big party and having all those people here. He'll feel so loved.
Oh, did I?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, then
it was your idea, baby.
I take back my statements I just made. Next year, we're going to hit 200, damn it. Because all the podcasters are going to come. No, I'm just kidding. Joking.
I like today that he announced that he didn't want any of his friends to come over here, and he didn't want to have a party, and he doesn't want to sing happy birthday.
No singing happy birthday. Although it's funny, when we were down there making the fire, he sang happy birthday.
Oh, how funny!
Yeah, but
I told him
that the kids that were coming were going to play with all his toys, and so he does not want to have a party, and he says, "I do not want my friends over here."
Yeah. He's
I don't like my friends. I don't like my friends.
Mm-hmm.
Which, every other day, he's like, where's all my friends?
Where is everybody?
Okay, we've talked a long time about Evan.
Well.
Which, guys, we love Evan.
I could talk about him all day.
We could talk about him all day.
But I know that.
We think he's fabulous, but anybody that has a kid thinks their kid's fabulous. And anybody that doesn't have a kid, they don't have a kid for a reason. And they don't want to hear somebody babbling on about their kid. So.
Moving on. Yeah. Go to the ranch when you get a chance. Oh, and we're about to sell our house. I hope. Knock on wood. Cross your
Maybe.
Fingers. Turn around 3 times. Throw salt.
They basically want us
and
to make
pray.
It new before they'll buy it, which defeats the purpose of buying a used house.
We had termites. We're fixing that problem.
A decade ago.
We're fixing the structural damage. We're doing lots of little things around and about. And we've already done a whole bunch of work on that house. So the last frontier are the windows.
Which
our buyer
deciding.
Wants our windows replaced,
and
we
don't we feel
can't
like
afford it.
I mean, so, we can afford it, but
not really.
No, I mean it would just come out of our what we were going to pay my dad off that loan.
We'd still be in debt, which means we can't afford it. So
we could be in debt all our life, though.
No, sir, we're not.
Well, I mean, not in debt, but you know what I mean. There's always going to be something. You know, a tree's going to fall and hit the house, and then we got to fix our roof, and then.
The insurance fixes our roof.
Oh, okay. That's true.
You're not going to be in debt your whole life. That's why you stop spending so much money and start saving. So when you're old, you cannot work.
That's such a great concept, and I'm trying hard. And I've been into it recently.
We're working
on the debt-free
campaign.
I've bought nothing recently. nothing for this, the podcast page, although there's all this stuff I want to get, but I won't.
We're having a baby, so you can't get anything you want.
Yeah.
For about 2 years, and then you can start buying stuff again. You don't look very happy.
That brings to a close another Me and the Bean.
Well, I still have stuff to talk about.
Oh, let's talk. We can. Sorry.
That's all right.
I'll edit that out.
We'll save it till next time.
No. Let's talk, because we can keep the good parts, and then the other parts we can save for next time.
Well, I don't remember now.
Oh, don't do that, please.
I'm not trying to do that.
What'd you have to talk about?
Well, it just goes back to my ranch experience.
Okay.
I went with a group of moms. I think most of them are stay-at-home moms or work-from-home moms, so they can make their own schedules. And they all have pre-K kids. And so there were probably 20 of us, and each mom had at least one or two or three children, right? Mm-hmm. So there's a big group in this huge, big wagon. And we each get a bucket of feed per family, per set. After the first round of animals, every single mother pulled out her hand wipes.
It was...
And you know that movie we just saw with the OCD and compulsive, and they they went on that trip where they had to stick their hands in the mud, and they all carried their wipes around.
Yeah.
And it was I was reliving that. It was so funny.
I heard Bib likes wet naps.
Oh yeah, hey Bib, thanks a lot for ruining my baby name.
Oh yeah, we won't talk about it on here, but we'll...
You know what we're talking about, Bib.
I'll leave you a voicemail. Well, I'll tell it to people who know. I won't go on to explain. Just people who know will know. Manda said, hey, if we have a boy, what about Gage?
G-A-G-E.
G-A-G-E.
Means oath.
And I had to explain to her
that
who
was
Gage was on the internet
choice.
World. And so, no, we can't name our kid Gage anymore.
Yeah.
So those who know, know. And those who don't, will probably Google and find out why. Yeah, and Bib's really into that person, so.
Ew. Sorry, that's just woo.
Oh, and if you guys could, go to the Twisted Pickle at www.thetwistedpickle.com. And you can see a video of Corby. He's got a little 2-minute, 3-minute video up there. So you can see what the... Twisted Pickle looks like in the flesh.
Yeah, he looked kind of what I thought he was going to look like.
Nothing what I thought he was going to look
like. I thought he'd have longer hair.
And then you can also go to www.myspace.com/Bib and Yaz, and there you can see pictures of Bib and Yaz for those who are interested in what they look like.
And they look totally not what I thought they'd look like.
Well, we both, and Corby too, thought that once we saw them, we thought, oh, well, that one's Yaz and that one's Bib, but it's the complete opposite.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, when is their convention, or the convention?
November something. It's coming up next week or so.
Wow, that's cool. Where is it? San Francisco?
Ontario, California.
Oh, yeah.
And what would be so great is to send Brother Zedekiah there and have him preach in the front when people are going in and have the Bible there and calling out people by
name. Oh, you should
have
pamphlets. I mean, Brother Zedekiah should have pamphlets.
I know. I'll make up some for him. But if you don't know who Brother Zedekiah is, he's on, we give him some hosting on our site. You can find him at www.podcastrant.com/churchofpod. That would be hilarious.
Yep.
Because he wouldn't go in and interact with the people. He'd be up there and preach all day and then leave.
Mm-hmm.
It'd be hilarious. I'd love to have a videotape of that. But
yep.
I don't think I can talk him into it because he would want me to go and I can't go. So it's not going to happen.
Yeah. Maybe next year. Yeah. Next year's possible.
Kids in tow.
Kids. Multiple. Scary. Like, what have we done?
What have you done with our life? You know what Corby calls his kid?
The monster?
Little destroyer of dreams.
Oh, ouch.
I mean, it seems harsh, but as a parent, it makes sense.
Did you hear that?
Is it our fucking dog or our kid?
No, it's the dog. She's having a dream.
Oh, jeez, man. Our dog just... It's sitting there sleeping, and it's
such a girl noise. She's like,
it made a noise like, yeah. I thought Evan had
fallen out of bed.
No, I thought he came down and was. I don't know. Horror movies came to my mind. I don't know what was going on. That was a weird noise, girl. That was a weird noise.
Yeah, so, okay, I think that's it.
That's going to wrap up Me and the Bean for this week.
Yep.
I'm me.
And I'm going to keep eating.
And you can reach us, you can find us on the web at www.podcastrant.com/meandthebean. You can email us at meandthebean@podcastrant.com. And you can also call our voice line.
Oh, everybody, tune in this week to Invasion on ABC on Wednesday at 10. My friend's going to be on TV. Yeah, baby.
Yeah, Wendy says she watches Philadelphia thing. It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
Oh, we still haven't watched that.
Yeah, she says she's on the fence about it. She says that Charlie's parts are really good and funny, and it seems like, and she's not saying it just because we know him or you know him. And she sees the other people, it seems sort of forced, or they try to make them go for the weird jokes.
Yeah.
This doesn't work, she says. But she's still watching it, so she hasn't written it off yet.
Maybe it'll get better. A lot of shows, their first seasons aren't as good. Like when you are into a show like Buffy, remember?
Oh, Buffy.
And we went back and watched the first season, and it was like, oh my God.
I mean, we'll still watch it. It's still good, but I mean, if that was the first thing we saw,
yeah,
I don't know if we would have stuck with it. But our voicemail line is 336-283-0576.
Got it.
I don't know what that spells, but until next time, see ya.
See ya. Bye-bye.